Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up, man? What's up? How are you?
Hi.
Just you. Good gosh. You're like this commodity now in country music. It's like everybody goes, well, you know, I did this with Hardy. Well, you know, Hardy was, I mean, it's the most mentioned word outside of the drink, you know?
Well, I'll try, I guess. Things are going pretty good right now. I cannot complain at all.
Keep them rolling, man. Does that add, I mean, it's got to add pressure. I mean, you've got hits now, and you've always been writing songs, but when you start getting it, is it like, okay, now I got to get another home run here?
I don't really think about it. And I think that there's, you know, you ever heard of like the law of attraction, I guess? I just don't think about it not happening. And I think somehow that's, you know, they keep coming, and I'm very, very fortunate for it. But I try not to think about it as pressure. I just think about how grateful I am to have what I've got out now, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if people know that you have a degree in songwriting, and which sounds strange. It's like, well, you gotta, did you tell your parents when you were a young man, and you still are, that I'm going to go get my songwriting degree?
I didn't really know I wanted to do that until I was like 19 years old.
Yeah.
I went to 1 year of junior college. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. My sister was going to Belmont in Nashville, and I had written a couple crappy sounding John Mayer songs. And she was like, Hey, there's, you know, if you ever wanted to write country songs, there's a whole industry up here I'm learning about. There's things called publishing deals, and you could go up there and try to get a publishing deal, because she kind of knew I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And so I just did it. And that was when I was like, I found out there was a songwriting major at MTSU, and I just said, I'm just going to go for it and try it.
Kristen, you got to cut me off, because I'm just going to go so deep in the woods with this guy. The whole interview will be shot. But what is, I mean, is it language? Is it rhyme schemes? Is it subject matter? I mean, you know, when you start getting into the education, and forgive me for asking this, but I find it fascinating, and I'm the only one.
It's very different and very strange, and everybody has, people have a lot of questions about it, but I'll say the art of it, the craft, there is a songwriting class, but that was my least favorite class. You can't teach that to people.
Yeah.
I think that's something that people are born with. You know, and you just, common sense tells you to rhyme buck with truck and to rhyme the end of every line, especially if you're writing for the radio.
Wait a minute. Did you say buck with truck? Okay.
Write that down. Keep that one in case you want to write a country song. But I learned a lot about the industry. I learned a lot about publishing. I learned about signing deals and how not to get screwed. You know, I mean, there's a lot of that stuff that has come in handy more than the craft. You know, I think that the craft is just something that you're born with and you just kind of have, and you get better at it, but it's something that you can't learn that in a 6-month course in college, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
graded on that.
Speaking of new music, your new album comes out September 4th, which, thank God I'm on vacation, because I'm so excited for this album, like highly anticipated with me and Cowboy. We like talk about it every week. What can we expect from this new album?
A little bit of everything. Yeah. I put out Hicks Tape last year, and that's all like riding around party music. There's a little more of a serious side with this record. There's still some fun stuff for sure, but it's, you know, I'm kind of tapping into a little bit more serious subject matter, songs like Give Heaven Some Hell and There's a song of the album title song, A Rock, which is kind of a song about life. And there's a lot of stuff that you can just jam riding down the road, but there's definitely, I'm tapping in a little bit more to, you know, some just more serious stuff. And it's rock. It's rocking.
Are we going to be hit with, and not necessarily you, but just knowing the Nashville culture, because now with the pandemic, are songs going to take a more serious note? Because people have the time to write, and you're thinking, I think we're all thinking about more serious things than we used to. Is that,
I think, accurate? So. Yeah. Like you look at like Darius's single, yeah, he just put out, and you know, Luke Combs did it, but he did it like nail on the head. But there's definitely, yeah, I mean, I'm finding myself writing more, serious songs every now and then. I'm still writing drinking songs, but, I think that you'll see a wave of that. But hopefully some of that stuff will just be timeless as well. And not, you know, not just about the, but hopefully those songs will still mean something and be able to help people, you know, years down the road.
Are you writing drinking songs with Morgan Wallen? Because we love your bromance and we need more of it.
How can you not write songs with Morgan Wallen about drinking?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, of course. I think he and I are going to go play some golf later today, and we might write a drinking song out there on the golf course. Who knows?
I'll tell you what, if he comes up with the word bucks, you come up with trucks. I'm just trying to help.
Oh, I love it.
Are you anxious to get on the road, to get touring again? I don't know. I've not been watching the clock. I hope we're not going over. If so, kick us out.
It's fine.
But are you anxious to get out on the road? Are there plans for 21, or what are you looking for?
I haven't committed to any type of tour or anything yet for 21, but yeah, absolutely. Especially with this record coming out, I want to get out there and play it for people. And it sucks. You know, everybody's dealing with it though. It's not just me, but I'm dying to get back out there. It's crazy that this wasn't planned. So we were just hitting our stride for the year, and then it just, you know, it just went away. And that's something that's really tough to deal with. It's a lifestyle change, and it's like your purpose has sort of been taken away, you know? And so I'm dying. Everybody is. I'm just dying to get back out on the road.
Well, and you know what I miss? It's like when the labels start bringing you guys around and having you. And now with this, you know, to the radio stations, and we get a chance. I mean, this is great because we get a chance to talk. And sure. I can't count the number of relationships that have started simply sitting with an artist. And you go, what a great guy! What good music! Sure. What fun! You know. And that's especially at a start of a career, or as a career is beginning to really hit its summit. That's fantastic, man. You can't replace that.
No, absolutely not. I love, you know, all the relationships I've made just through guys like, you know, y'all, and just, yeah, you're right. Just sitting with people. And that's one of my favorite parts of doing this whole thing, is you get to meet all kinds of great people.
Who gave you your first break? What, you know, the foot in the door. Oh man, I think I can do this now.
My publisher, who, his name is Dennis McCoskey. And it's crazy. He's a songwriter. He's a successful music business guy. He wrote Maniac back in the 80s.
Oh my.
Oh wow.
Along with he had some pop hits in the 80s, and then in the 90s and 2000s he wrote You'll Think of Me. Keith Urban, he wrote Red Light, David Nalen. Anyway, yeah. he signed me to a publishing deal, and that was my first, and he's believed in me ever since, and I still write for him to this day. And that was the first, yeah, that was the first, like, all right, I have a job in the music industry. I think I can do this. And it all started from there.
That's cool. Kristen, I'm going to give you the last question.
I don't even know what my last question could be at this point. I'm like, I'm just kind of slightly obsessed with you and Morgan Wallen together. So
it's really rather disgusting. I just want you to know.
because it's seriously, like, I love your last album, and I'm just so pumped for this one. I'm so ready.
Thank you. I'm really excited. I'm proud of every single song, and I think there's something for everybody. And I'm just excited. I'm just ready for the world to hear this thing.
Well, it's fun because, you know, country music fans are just adore the people that they love, and you're so easy to love because of the great music that you make. So, you know, I mean, it really feeds both sides of the fence. It's great, and the music is terrific. My gosh,
I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you, guys.
Listen, you be good. Do not mention Kristen's name to Morgan. there's some legalities involved with that.
I can't wait to find out about that.
I'm kidding. Hey,
I'm
Artie,
just waiting
you.
For
Have
that
a good
day.
Time.
All right. Thank you, guys. Good to see y'all.
You
real
too.
Pleasure. Thanks for your time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.